When you open up your Bible to the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, you're going to read, "Husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and handed himself over to her sanctification, cleansing her by the bath of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in splendor." Well, we know how Christ loved the church and laid down his own life. And that's a big ask of a man, and they need to be ready to take on this vocation. On June 16th, we honor the fathers in our lives, and we should be ready to support our husbands in their mission. Joining me this morning to give men a few rules to live out this call, our good friend Bear Wozniak. His latest book is 12 Rules for Manliness, and he is joining me today to tell men now's the time to step it up. Good morning, Bear. Or should I say aloha?
Aloha. Yeah, we're back in Waikiki. We're just sailing in Virgin Islands for 5 weeks, but it's good to be home. And, you know, you got to give him the whole title of the book. It's because the men really love the full title, 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone?
Yes.
I mean, that's a visceral reaction from men and women. Yeah.
Well, for sure, men have to take on this very rugged role, whether, you know, they are out on the prairie, you know, working hard, or they are, you know, in a corporate world trying to maintain their faith in a world that really doesn't want to hear anything about it. You know, Bear, I recognize now I am the proud mom of four, three daughters and a son who is 19. And now that he is preparing to join the military, I can see now more clearly than ever that young men need strong, faith-filled men as mentors in their life. Why is that so important now more than ever?
There's been so much confusion out there. That's why I didn't write the book 12 Rules for Masculinity.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting difference. What's the difference between manliness and masculinity?
I mean, there really isn't, except for that the world has started to compromise that one word. And, you know, words are important. So when I wrote that title, I meant it to be provocative, but I meant it to be true. You know, the word man in Latin is vir. It's where you get the word virtue. And also, think about this man. Oh, there's another word for man in Latin is where you get the word homo sapien. It means to come from the earth. And Adamo means come from the earth. And so men have lost touch with the fact that they're made out of mud. Women are more highly distilled. They come from the man's side. But men are made out of mud, which means there needs to be a certain grittiness to the man, but also I write about the need for grace. So a man needs grit and grace to fulfill that thing that he comes factory loaded to do, which is to protect, to provide, you know, to procreate, to have a family. And so the first, I talk about having a creed, and then I have the 12 rules. The first 10 are just preparing you for the last two. The first 10 rules are just to get you ready so that you can have. Rule number 11 is how a man treats a woman defines him. And rule number 12 is fill your quiver, the adventure of fatherhood. So all those other virtues, those other things that a man needs to develop, they're to prepare him for these two most important roles, to love a woman and to have a family. And men are so confused now. When I went to go speak in Montana, I spoke to four different colleges. One of them was a Catholic college. And the women professors there tried to get me shut down. They were trying to get me to stop from being able to speak. And finally, they let me speak, but they said the school said, well, we're not sure we agree with anything, but in the interest of free speech, we're going to let them speak. Just they never even read the book. Just the title itself drove them crazy. But when I got there, the young men really responded viscerally, and the women who came to my events were like, please tell our young men, we need for them to be men. We need men. Ask them to ask us out on dates. Ask them to tell them to ask us to marry them. You know, there's that scripture verse that I think is so profound now for this younger generation, especially where it says the words John Paul would say, do not be afraid, you know, coraggio. But the words of the angel to Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary to you as your wife. Men right now are paralyzed by social media. They're afraid to have a relationship with a woman, and they're afraid to be married because, you know, they just see the whole society seems to be turned upside down. there's this kind of this hatred for what a man really is supposed to be. But I'm telling you, the women out there, the real women out there, they want to see a man who's willing to seek the true good in their life, who's willing to love them sacrificially, someone who's able to lead by example. So it's a timely book. And I think right now, people who, a lot of the young men are graduating. It's not just meant for young men. It's for men of all ages. But
sure,
it's time during the time of graduation when they're moving on to the next level to buy this book for them, because they probably won't buy it for themselves. And then to for husbands and fathers, you know, it's Father's Day coming up. When Sophia Institute had their was at an event on a college campus, the people who published my book about 2 months ago, they said there was a long line of young men wanting to buy this book. And it's been ranked as high as number 5. Last time I checked, it was number 12 in Christian men's books on Amazon. So it's really resonating with men. But it's kind of up to the women to get this book into their hands. And women should read it too. It'll clue them in on how a man is wired and how God intends him to be.
I think the book is a great book for men, and it is important for women to read that too, so that way we can be under the mission that men are called to be in their family. Of course, you'll read more about it in Bear's book, 12 Rules for Manliness. Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? It is available today to purchase a copy. So you said something interesting, and I want to get back to it. And even Father Calloway wrote this in his praise for the book, and he said, the world needs more manliness, men who are rugged and courageous, yet loving and merciful. All of those characteristics make up manliness, right?
Well, you know, John Wayne, I quote a lot Louis L'Amour, the great Western novelist, in my book, and he put the words into John Wayne's mouth in one of the several movies that are based on his book, and says, you're born a boy, but you got to become a man. And how you become a man is by taking on what we say in Hawaii, kuleana, is to take on responsibility. How you grow into your manhood is, there's a word in Hawaiian, imua, which means strength moving forward. It's taking on responsibility, what forges you as a man. Doing that is the act of what a man does, but taking on adversity and turning it into an adventure, which I talk about, the adventure of fatherhood, is what makes a boy into a man. If you're not taking on responsibility, if you're not taking on a challenge that's bigger than you are, something that you can't do without God's help, if you're not taking on a challenge that requires you to lay down your life for others, then there's something in you that's yucky. It's the only way I can say it. If you're not doing resistance training in life, a man becomes soft and anemic and yucky. That's all I can, the only word I can think
of.
Pick up that cross that Jesus said will fit you perfectly, that burden will fit you perfectly. You feel just right. There's something so right about getting up early, having your prayer time, having a second cup of coffee, praying a little bit longer, and then saying, okay, God, I'm ready. You know, I have a friend, Jason Jones. I always say about him, you know, when he gets him up in the morning, the devil says, oh, no, he's up.
Sure.
That should be the right?
Bear, just listening to you talk, I have a feeling that Satan says that just about every morning when your alarm goes off, for sure.
I wake up, my eyes pop open, I'm excited to get up and get going.
For sure. Well, man, this morning it is time to get up and get going and go straight to your computer and order a book for yourself. Bear, I want to talk more about this. Talk about a couple of these rules, but I really want to spend some time on the adventure of fatherhood because, as you said, Father's Day is just around the corner. I am coming up against my break. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue in the next half hour?
Absolutely.
And I am back with the adventurous Bear Woznick. He is joining me today as we celebrate, honor fathers and the role that they have to take on. His new book is 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? It is out by Sophia Institute Press. Bear is joining me today to tell us why men need to be so manly. Good. Bear, thanks so much for staying with me today.
I'm always stoked to talk with you, Brandon.
Bear, you start right off the bat with the chapter, your very first chapter, Know Your Creed. So we have to know ourselves and see ourselves the way God sees us. So why is that the place to start? When you say know your creed, boy, what's the creed? There's so many voices and words and people telling men how they're supposed to be. Be strong, be soft, say this, don't say that. What is that creed then, according to your book?
Well, you know what? When we were on it, we were sailing last week in the Virgin Islands. We had young men on board, you know, father and sons on board. And the first thing I had them do was to write a letter to themselves and to the Lord. What is your creed? And I told them it's going to take you several days to wire this down, because each person's creed is unique to them. Everyone has their own personal telos, their own unique call and purpose, the way God, the talents and abilities and the inclinations and the limitations that God's given to them, you know, help you to understand what is my personal creed is. The most radical quest a man can pursue is to abandon himself to the wild adventure of God's life. That expresses the way God wired me. Yesterday, sitting there walking along the beach, and there's a beautiful statue of my boyhood hero, Duke Hanamoku, and a great surfer, great lifeguard, Olympic gold medalist. But as a child, my mom introduced me to him, and he was my hero. And now there's a statue there, and he says, this is my creed, to share aloha with everyone. So aloha, ha means to give breath. Aloha means to, ha means breath. Aloha means to give breath. It means love. And so he had a creed, but each of us need to realize we need to figure out, how did God wire me? I mean, I know we have the Apostles' Creed. We have this general creed. What about you personally? What is it about you how are you uniquely created? Write that down, because then you go from the creed to the code, right? Like the Marines will say Semper Fi, you know, always faithful. But then they have, that's their creed. But then they have a code that they live out, how they live that out. So I wrote 12 rules, but probably could be a lot more, like the rules of St. Benedict, you know, could go on for a whole, you know, forever. But yeah, but you need to define, who am I? And if you're a young man, talk to your father about that. You know, Dad, who am I? You've seen me. You know better than I know myself. Tell me who I am. Fathers, it says to fathers, teach your children while you're on the way with them, so that when they grow older, they will not depart from that. Well, teach your children the way that they should go as you're on your way with them. And I think the word, the way that they should grow, is also would be good. But each person is the way that they should grow. You know, within the context of being a strong Christian, how are they made? And I tell men, look at your strengths, look at your abilities, look at your desires, ask God to fill you with new and right desires, but also be aware of your limitations. Your limitations are there to keep you kind of within the navigational buoys. They're there to keep you humble, so that as you overcome your limitations, you can grow in virtue, so that when you do work within your strengths, you're using those strengts from a point of view of humility and of virtue. So each man should work out, sit down, go to, you know, it may take several days, but whittle that down to one or two sentences. And it shouldn't be trite. It should be, every word should be like a machine gun bullet. Every word should have power, but synthesize down, how is it that God has made me? And then go from there to begin to develop your code, how you will live that creed out.
Oh, and you have left many rules, and you dive in deeper to all of this. This one of the rules, chapter 3, says, be a man of your word. Now, if I were to go to the internet, type in Bear Woznick and look at images, there you are. And I got to say, you are being a man of your word, because you are with your wife. You are doing the tandem surfing. You have given your wife your word. I am going to lift you. I have the strength to protect you, and I will make sure you are okay and get to shore. You're a man of your word, aren't you?
That's so cool. Well, you know, I've trained, you know, world champion tandem surfer. I lift my wife and we surf in 45 different extreme lifts. But I've also trained a lot of world champions. I've trained a lot of surfers around the world in this ancient Hawaiian sport. But, you know, you had said earlier in our first section about how a woman kind of needs to get under the man's vision and support him. But I was thinking, well, really, it's my kuleana to support my wife. You know, maybe it's both. But my the way a man lifts a woman in tandem surfing is you first have to inspire her trust in you. And that goes back to being a man of your word. You do, you say what you're going to do, and then you do what you say. And so, but the job of the man is to lift the woman, you know, and men don't do that anymore. We're on the surfboard together. I'm the one connected to the surfboard. So I'm the one who chooses the waves. I'm the one that, as when we're surfing, I direct the flow of the surfboard. But as she gets up and puts her back against my chest so she can feel my energy and go with my flow, she really helps me when we're bending in and doing a hard turn. And then there's a point though where she has to leap and I lift. And believe me, when we do that, no one's looking at me. They're looking at the beauty and the power and the strength and the grace of this woman striking these extreme poses. So, yeah, men need to lift women. We need to lift those around us. There's a verse that says, 1 Corinthians 16 says, be a man, be on the alert, stand your guard. Pretty macho words. And then it says, do all things in love. All things in love. So we're there to be the chief lovers in the home. But we do the Lord died, you know, after Mary got married to Joseph, you don't see the angel coming to Mary anymore. The angel comes to the man, to Joseph, and he says, you know, you need to go to Egypt to give him directions. And so there is a way in which my wife, she believes in our vision. I remember the day the Lord gave her the vision of what I do. I remember when I first met her, she came in not knowing what I do, just knowing I was a surfer. And one day she came in after I was training her and another person how to tandem. And a friend of her had just been betrayed by her husband. And she walked in and she said, someday some man somewhere has got to teach men how to be men again. And I go, you don't know what I do, do you? You just think I'm a surfer. And it was like the Lord anointed her with the same vision, you know, that of what I was called to. My dad, when he was ordained as a deacon, he played this beautiful song, Wings Beneath My Wings. Don't you know that you're my hero? You know, it's him singing to my mom, how she lifted him up, how she prayed for him, how she gave him her insights and how he believed and she believed in him. And my wife, I just got to say it, a man loves to have a woman in his wife that in his life that's a cheerleader, and she cheers for me. And then sometimes she'll pass a little note to me while I'm in an interview. Don't forget to say this. And, you know, I go on and on and on. You know, I had one really bad review on this book, and it was by a guy that wrote and said, you talk about how much you love your wife too much.
Oh, well, that's the kind of bad review I think every man would love to hear for sure. Yeah. Bear Wozniak's book is 12 Rules for Manliness. Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? Well, obviously, your wife set a high bar that you have been able to attain, and together, well, you have created a family. And coming up on June 16th, we're going to honor our fathers for Father's Day. Fill Your Quiver, The Adventure of Fatherhood. That is the final chapter. It seems like you've saved the best for last in your book.
The reason, all those other things lead up to that. And I just remember when I was in high school, I had moved from Texas from California as a senior. So I didn't know what chicken fried steak was and tater tots were. And I just had this food that put me into a food coma. And I'm in social studies class, just not even listening to the teacher. But suddenly I had this epiphany that I could be a father. I could actually participate in bringing a being into existence that would live forever. And so men will come up to me and go, you've run with the bulls in Pamplona, you bicycle across the United States, you're a pilot, you sail, all these adventures, you ride your motorcycle. And they go, I'm so torn because I would really like to have that life too. But, you know, I'm a father and I have these kids. I got to work, you know, I go, dude, you're missing the point. That's the greatest adventure of them all. All these other adventures maybe empower me and enable me to, in some ways, to be that person. But being married and being devoted to a wife and raising children, the greatest adventure of them all. And, you know, adventure implies, as Lily Lamour would say, that things went wrong. You know, you know, part of it, there being an adventure is that things got tough. Things were harder than you thought. Things went awry. and you had to learn to stay the course. So that's the man. That's the man's role, that, you know, there to be that lighthouse that doesn't move, so that when the family goes through the storms, that man stands solid as a beacon of you know, where, you know, a compass setting of where to go and what to be. So the adventure of fatherhood, there can be no greater adventure than that. No greater adventure than that.
Oh, of course, we hear of your adventures periodically on the morning show, the deep adventure that you share, some stories of your life and how we can all be called to be greater. I love the way you set your book up, because every chapter builds on the previous one. And if you follow all those rules, well, that adventure of fatherhood will be right in line with the rest. Bear, It is always such a great morning when you and I get to talk, and I appreciate your time today. And for so many, I know they appreciate your book. What an excellent gift for this Father's Day. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for all that you're doing, and I'm proud of all those fathers out there. We're proud of you. Keep it up.